Sean, I really want to thank you and your radio station for allowing me the opportunity to come on with a very special plea to all of your listeners. I want to explain the situation. We have a young 16-year-old girl. She will be 17 in September. Her name is Chloe Palmer. She's 5'7", a tall, thin, very good-looking girl. She has red hair, and she's been missing since last Wednesday. What I would really ask your listeners, if you could please go on to your Highland Radio's website, you will see a picture of her put up by yourselves. She's also on the journal.ie. Mm-hmm. And I would ask your listeners to please take time out to look at the picture of her so they will have a mental picture of her in their head. Speak to all their friends about her. And if anybody sees a tall, red-haired girl, young girl, who they think might be Chloe Palmer, to report it to the guards, their local guards, immediately. I believe, and the Gardaí believe, that she is in the Donegal area. And I really, really plead, I'm begging of all of the people in Donegal and the surrounding areas to keep your eyes open, because the guards are individuals. You can't do this type of thing on your own. You need the help of the public. And I would ask them, if you see a girl who you don't know and that you may suspect being Chloe Palmer, a young girl, a thin girl with red hair, a good-looking girl, report it to the guards immediately, because we really, really need your help.
Okay, this is Deputy Michael Healy-Ray. It's an appeal for information and help in finding, tracing a 16-year-old girl from his parish. And she is, it's God, he believe this, she is in the Donegal area, or certainly was. Yes. If you go to Sean Doherty Show Facebook, Highland Radio, you will find an image of her. She's a very striking young girl. Why are, I mean, obviously she's 16, I presume the family are very concerned.
Well, you see, Sean, what has happened is she hasn't been seen since last Wednesday morning, which was the 3rd. And, like, to be gone without a trace or without a phone call or without a message for over a week, you could imagine yourself, and I would ask all the parents in Donegal to think about this, that if the situation was reversed and if a young girl from Donegal was in my county, we'd pull out all the stops to try and help and assist in every way we could. So I would genuinely plead to parents, drive you along, parents at work, young people, think about it. If it was your sister or your brother was missing, wouldn't you like to have her found? I've been speaking to our parents over the last number of days, and they're extremely worried. Her grandparents are worried, her siblings, all of the neighbours in our community, and the great hard-working members of Angadli Shikana, I'm issuing this plea with their permission also, because we need more help. Because to be fair to the guards in Donegal or the guards in Kerry, there is really so much they can do. But I would ask everybody to do their civic duty and to keep their eyes open and be suspicious of a girl that you would see, that you wouldn't know, and that you would just remember this. She's tall, she's thin, she's young, she has red hair, she's very good looking, and get that image into your head. And if you see any person, ring the Gardaí immediately, and they will act accordingly, because we're extremely worried about her welfare. We want her to be returned home safe and sound. She's only a young girl, and we don't want any harm to come in her way.
Okay. You've spoken to the family. They're clearly distressed. Did she leave the house and not return on an evening, or was she gone in the morning? What were the circumstances?
It was of a morning that she was last seen in her home, and hasn't been seen or any account of her since. But again, you see, the point is, this is the great use of local radio, that when there's an urgency, when there's an appeal, when something goes wrong, that's why we cherish our local radio so much, because by you allowing me make this plea this morning, we can make the eyes and the ears of everybody in Donegal aware of this young girl's disappearance. Okay. And the fact that we're very, very worried about her.
Sure. Now, obviously, we're limited as to what we can say, but is it believed that she may be with somebody else?
She may be with somebody else, and I do believe, and we all believe, that she's in your area, I'll put it to that way. And the listeners of your show, she's very near to someone of you right now this minute. And by hearing this message, and if you could put this out later on in the day also, we would really appreciate it. Because, I mean, everybody's only trying to do their best in this life. And if any parent had a child that they couldn't account for their whereabouts, wouldn't you be extremely worried?
Sure.
And extremely concerned? And that's why I'd ask your listeners to please help us on this occasion, because nobody knows when it could be their own story.
Okay, well, take a look at the image of her now. It's on the Facebook of Sean Doherty Show here on Highland Radio. Take a look at this image and see if you recognise this girl, if you've seen her recently. Maybe she's staying in a B&B, a hotel, a caravan park, anywhere. She may be staying in a house of an individual. But she's believed to be with somebody anyway, and she's believed to be in Donegal. She's 16 years of age, and her family are very anxious that they hear news of her. So if anybody has information, if you can contact on Garda Síochána, your local Garda station, then that would be great. And Deputy Healy-Ray, thanks for joining us today.